and clicked on another downloadable interview with me, Paul Johnson, at a strange pub, but a lovely pub, called the Water Rats in Gray's Inn Road, and I've caught up with John Bodum, king of vocals and everything musical, of Bellowhead. How are you doing?
I'm very well, actually, yes. It was a nice early finish, so I get to hang around after the gig, which is unusual, so that was good. Yes.
Most unusual, because usually it's midnight and it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and you've got to pack down, you've got to get on the bus and all that sort of stuff. So no, it's nice. I'm catching the train in an hour, but that's plenty of time. So.
It's amazing the amount of people I've said that I've talked to tonight. I've got to get a train, I've got to get a train. Everyone's diving out the door.
Yeah.
But lovely set, brilliant set, absolutely stonking.
Thank you.
Not a person in that room wasn't dancing around.
No, it was good. I mean, it was a bit rammed, so I'm not sure how much movement people had to kind of, make the full use of their moves. But yeah, it was good fun, actually. And it was nice to play through the album, because we haven't done that before in front of an audience, so it was good. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was brilliant. I think there's enough room for everyone to clap and stamp.
That was enough. That's the main thing.
So the album's going a dream, isn't it? It's absolutely flying off the shelves.
I think I believe it is. Yeah. I mean, we won't know whether we've made it into the top 40, which is the nice. You know, we like to think we might make it in the top 40. It doesn't really. These things don't really matter. But on the other hand, it's quite nice if you do. So we won't know that till Saturday. But yeah, apparently it's all looking good, you know.
Well, the coverage has certainly been good, because you've done Breakfast TV, you've done all sorts, haven't you?
Well, Breakfast TV was last year, I think, but they've been good to us, and they've had us on a couple of times, and it's amazing how many people see us on the telly and then, you know, come along to the gig. It's great, really. I mean, we seem to really, every little bit of telly we get seems to go a long way.
It does, Even if it's some political show or something that you're playing out at the end or sitting there before, it's brilliant.
I know my brother's editor on the Andrew Marr show.
That's the one.
Andrew Neil show, rather. But he hasn't managed to get me on yet. So
you must get on that one. You must get on that one. See Andrew Neil dancing around.
Well, exactly. I suspect
it'd be brilliant.
We need to have to see.
Now, I've used to seeing you at festivals, of course. You've done so many festivals. So I suppose all the people that go to the festivals picking up on you and buying your album as well. I mean, that's a huge audience. You never seem to stop working, do you?
Well, I mean, it's been great. The last couple of years we started getting into the pop festivals, which is difficult for a traditional folk act to do, you know, because it's not what they're used to, and it's not what the bookers are used to booking and stuff. So that's been great, being able to our agent has managed to get us in at things like Latitude and Festival this year, and Green Man and all that sort of stuff, and Glastonbury, of course. So so they're always great, because you really feel like you're playing to people who maybe have never even heard traditional music at all, and they don't really know that that's what we do, but they just kind of get into it, and then they kind of come along and see us at a gig and all that, and you know, it's great. It's really good,
and it's growing the audience all the time, which is the main thing, isn't it?
It is, and it's obviously it's great for us as a band, but I think everyone on the folk scene is very, very aware that the traditional folk scene needs to keep getting new audience. We've kind of been resting on our laurels, I think, for just insofar as there's this real kind of cushion of support from people who have been into the music since the 60s. But you know we can't sort of rely on that. We've got to kind of keep growing audiences and all that sort of stuff. So every time we get a slot at a pop festival or whatever, it feels, you know, that we're at least doing our bit for getting more people into the folk.
And it's sort of both boosting out and promoting the whole folk music scene,
hopefully,
isn't it?
Hopefully.
And the album itself, I mean, how did you choose all your songs? I mean, it's a bit piratey, isn't it? Everyone's dressed up as pirates here tonight. What's all that about?
Well, I don't know. There aren't actually any pirate songs in it that I can think of. But it is nautical. It's quite nautical album. Quite a few shanties and quite a few... nautical references. So we'll let them off with the pirates.
Honestly, when I walked in the pub tonight, I thought I'd gone to a burlesque show.
There's a tradition of dressing up for Bellowhead Ale launches. So
it's all gone into burlesque.
They've outdone themselves again.
That's brilliant. Okay, the album itself. I mean, what's your favourite song on it? It's a difficult one.
It's a difficult one. I think probably. Beetle Pies. Which is great. It's a bit of a departure for us. It's a great song, and it's a song. What's great about it is it's a broadside that probably hasn't been sung you know, maybe ever. You know, even, you know, it's a, probably a 200-year-old broadside.
And brilliant.
I'm not sure. Well, it probably was sung a bit at the time, but you know, no one's found it. And Pete just came across it in a broadside collection and just put this kind of crazy tune to it. And yeah, it's a great track. So yeah, probably that one.
Fantastic. And it's flying off the shelves. Anybody can't get hold of it, they go to your website, I presume, or available in all good shops, I would imagine by now.
Yeah, and it's on the big online kind of people, and of course independent record shops as well. We're quite well represented in those, so it's good if people feel like supporting the local record shop, then they can do that as well.
Brilliant.
And buy our album, which is
of course
nice.
Buy it, everybody should buy it. Absolutely. See you on the top 40, it'd be absolutely brilliant, wouldn't it?
It'd be nice. Yeah, I mean, it's not unheard of. In like a fair number of folk bands have been in the top 40. We never have. We nearly got in with Headlands and Putnam, but I think we're 50 or something in the end. So
I've heard it on Radio 1. Off skim
through. A lot of support from Radio 2, actually.
Yeah, and Radio itself heard it lots. Yeah.
They've been great. And Simon Mayo and Chris Evans, particularly, have been really kind of playing it as much as they can, you know, which is just great. And it, you know, so we're, hopefully that'll
I'm sure something. It will. I'm sure it will. So, are you touring it now? You're just going to carry on doing the usual? I mean, when I say you're touring it, you're always playing anyway, really, aren't you?
Well,
you never seem to stop.
Yeah, I mean, Burrheads tend to just do one proper big tour a year. I mean, we do bits and bobs the rest of the year, but the November tour is the biggie for us,
so that's
and it's the tour that we try and do as many stand-up venues or ideally mix, you know, ideally some seated balcony seats, but then the real kind of mosh pit.
Nice. But, you've got to have a mosh pit.
Well, you do, and they're the best gigs for us, but they're you know, they're harder to sell, basically, because there are a few people, you know, there's a kind of core of people who really, really want to dance, but there's this kind of whole other group of people who think maybe they don't want to stand up because maybe they won't want to dance. So I think generally when people actually do come along and realise you don't, the nice thing with ballet gigs is you're not on show if you're in the audience, you know, everyone's kind of, it's not a cooler than cool kind of a gig, do you know what I mean? So I think everyone, and we're pretty terrible at dancing ourselves on stage.
I've noticed that. Yeah,
we're you know, shocking. Let's be honest. So we like to think that makes the audience feel more comfortable about
cheers,
it.
Cheers, John. Cheers, mate. Bye bye.